Hey, this is your boy Pearson. You are listening to the greatest podcast in the world. They're here to listen to the podcast, Pierce. Who are you to decide what's good and what's bad? You're here to talk, and it's the listener's choice to know what's bad and what's good. Okay? Now learn to shut the fuck up and just start the fucking podcast. So, hello everyone. This is Pierce, and I hope you're doing well. So this week, not much happened this week. Except for Tuesday. Last Tuesday or Wednesday, there was this big-ass storm. Like, ooh, I'm a scary storm. Be wary of my presence. There's gonna be rain and winds, floods and misery throughout the whole country of the Philippines. It was that kind of a storm, okay? It was really, really strong. And the government said, the government made a very, very questionable decision. And they said that, okay, since there's a storm, every student here will have their classes suspended, which kind of makes sense if there were face-to-face classes. But students here are learning from their homes, okay? They're just staring at their laptops, pretending to listen to their teachers.
Yep, teacher. This is such a great lesson. Talking about the unit circle, the trigonometric functions, and the trigonometric identities. I am learning a lot, and I will apply this whenever I go out to school and live my life.
Whatever, right? Doesn't make sense at all. Meanwhile, the fucking professionals, I don't want to say professionals, people who have jobs, go out to work, battling out against fucking nature. Battling out against nature, and they don't get fucking suspension from work or a holiday. Oh no, there's a storm. Yay, it's a holiday. I'm not saying it's a holiday, but at least, man, like, give us like what do you call that? Like a suspension from work, but give us pay, right? Or just give us a choice that we're not going to go to work at the office, but let us work at home and do our fucking laptop shit, right? We're not immune. We're not immune to the shittiness of life, okay? Matter of fact, life gets infinitely shittier after fucking college. Because when you're in college, you could get to what? You get to pick your schedule, right? I'm not in the mood to... I'm not a morning person, you know? Personally, I don't really like waking up in the morning. So I'm going to put all my classes from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And that will be my classes for the whole semester. Right? Pretty good choice. But in fucking... But when you're at work... Pierce, you are going to have a choice between the graveyard shift and the night shift. Ma'am, what's the difference between the graveyard shift and the... There's no fucking difference, okay? We're only using the graveyard shift and the night shift, which is just so people will have the fucking illusion that there's a fucking... They have the illusion to have two choices, but they all don't have a choice. Just pick one or the other. You have no fucking choice. And what else? The amount of responsibilities. As a college kid, what do you think is very important? Going to school, right? Pretending that you're interested at your fucking course and passing your class, right? But after college, your responsibilities just... It doesn't fucking end. Jesus, by the time you wake up, oh no, what's my breakfast? Have I prepared my lunch? Should I check for the commute? Is there any traffic? Oh no, there's a typhoon. How do I get to my office from my home? Right? When you get to your office, how many projects do I have left? Are there any ad hoc reports? right? And you're going to do that for the entire 8 hours. And after your 8 hours, you get out. What should I eat for lunch? Have I paid my bills? How about my utilities? My credit card bills? How about, you know, just it doesn't fucking end. Every single day you have something to worry about. It's just shit after shit after shit. It's just, it's very difficult. Or maybe it's just me being very, very salty. Totally, totally possible. I mean, maybe it's just that I really want to go out, go back to my hometown and be with my friends. It's totally possible, man. But at least the government should give us like some kind of hazard pay. You know, just fighting through fucking nature. I'm using my shoes, my Jordans on this fucking flood, right? I don't really want rat piss to go inside my fucking veins and get a disease, right? Just can the government just give us a hazard pay, right? Hazard pay, or at least like twice the pay of your hourly rate, whatever. I think that would be great. Actually, right now, I've been thinking about that Alan Watts quote. It's a very reflective time for me, okay? We're on lockdown, and that's what I do for my pastime. And that Alan Watts quote was about, if money were no object, what would you do for a living, right? So I asked my friends about it, and all of them said, "Hey Pierce, if I were to have that choice, I would want to travel." I think that's it. Yep, that's it. From a sample size of 2, that's all they wanted to do. Just travel and not work. I think that's what they want. Not work. Because they don't like going to work. Just the thought of work gives them a lot of anxiety. Oh, I should have asked them about what's stopping you from traveling, right? Or like trying to make a career out of traveling. Oh, that would have been great. But that's okay. Luckily, I've asked that same question to my last work. And most of them said that, oh man, Pierce, I would love to, like as an engineer, I would love to do, I don't know, make a business or like be an FA. What's that flight, that woman on the airplanes, you know, that, hey, welcome to the airlines and whatever. Flight attendant. I would want to be a flight attendant or I don't know, whatever they want. But they all keep on saying, but I've been here for over 5 years, Pierce. There's no chance for me to get outside and try to find a new work. Or what else? It's either that or they're just too lazy. I don't feel like it's me, you know. It's not my personality, but why are you thinking about trying to be a flight attendant while at the same time thinking that you can't be a flight attendant? Just fucking do it, you know? That's what I did when I transferred from engineering to data analyst. People keep on shitting on me. Pierce, you're an engineer. You graduated at the top of your class. What are you doing? I'm trying to be happy, okay? I'm trying to be happy. I don't give a shit if people are going to shit on me. And that's what I did. Took 2 years. 2 years of pain. 2 years of pain and suffering. After 12 hours of shift, I go home and just fucking study. All of my free time was spent all on studying. And it was very, very difficult. And man, like, could you imagine, like, if everyone just wanted to do what they want? I want to be a basketball star. I know. It's more to it than that, right? Like money. I want to go out, but I don't have any money, so that's understandable. But you got to do something, right? Just do something in your free time that feeds your soul. That's what I'm trying to say here. Okay, just try something that fulfills you, because the minute you give up on your on what you want is the minute you're, is the minute that you've, I don't know, you've died. The like a lot of people like here after college, I'm just gonna stay here in psychology, even though I don't really like it. I want to be a basketball player, but I know I'm not that good. I mean, you can't. I know you can't be that good in the basketball, but that doesn't mean that you can't be an analyst, right? Or just do something related to that shit. Find something in your lane and just hope that you're gonna make money out of it, right? I think that's their main reason, security. And I know it's hard, but for me, what I wanted to do would be like in my free time. I know I'm not gonna make money out of probably podcasting, but hey, at least I have something to I have something to sustain myself, right? I don't know. That's what I want to do. I know that this podcast is really, really short. I'm going to end this right now. I didn't have a lot of time to practice. I mean, not practice, but I don't know, just write shit down. But next week, I'm going to make it up for you, okay? I'm going to make it up. And thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again. Bye-bye.